As a youth, you are in the foundational phase of your life, and it's the choices you make now that determine how your life turns out. On Youth Cruise, Joseph Dinwoke shares insights that could help you make the right choices in preparation for a great future.
In the last episode of Youth Cruise, I started talking about what I titled How to Handle Your Stingy Uncle. Like I pointed out then, when I say stingy uncle, I'm not really referring to the brother, to your mother or your father. I use uncle to cover both men and women who are related with you in one way or the other and have the capacity to actually help you. And when I say stingy uncle, I don't really mean they are stingy with money. I'm also talking about stingy with help. Of course, one other way to caption this whole series is just how to handle wicked uncles. I don't want to use wicked because sometimes when we talk about wicked uncles, we think about those who do jazz. That's those who go to native doctors to plan for us or who want to collect our father's land. But I think stingy is more preferred for me here because it captures the fact that these people have capacity to actually help you, but they restrain or withhold the help they should give you. What I ended up saying or helping you understand in the last episode was that you actually need your uncle's help. No matter how powerful you think you are, how wealthy, influential your parents are, you don't forget the fact that your uncles could still be of help to you. And I remember I clarified that asking or looking for your uncle's help does not mean you put your confidence in them. It means that you recognize that God could have arranged them to become members of your family because there is something they will be able to add into your life. Your real source of supply, help or assistance in life, if you're a Christian, if you believe in God, is actually God. What he does is that he uses human beings to deliver that help. He doesn't come by himself. Now today what I want to share with you is how to position yourself to receive help from your uncle. Now first thing you need to understand is that you need to recognize that you need their help. If at this point in time you still don't recognize that, then please just look for the first episode on this series, Handling Stingy Uncles. Then listen to it, you will recognize invaluable things they can do for you, vital things they can do for your life and how they can make your life better. When you get it, listen to it again and again until you saturate yourself with the thoughts. Until you fill your mind with the reality that you actually need your uncle's help and they are not non-entities in your life. You understand that? So recognizing that you need their help is the first step. Because when you recognize that you need their help, it drives you to them in humility. Asking for counsel, asking for money, asking for connection, asking for recommendation or whatever help possible they can give you. You understand what I'm saying? So when you understand that you need their help, the next thing you do is just go to seek their help. You see, there are people who just sit down and expect their uncle should call them to ask them how they are faring with school. Yes, there are people who are so proud, full of themselves that they feel, why didn't he call me? After all, it's my father that sent him to school. It's my father that raised his brothers, his mother, or, you know, we have all kinds of entitlement mentality that because your father helped somebody's father's mother, that makes you feel he has a responsibility to actually take care of you. Maybe he can have that responsibility in his head out of being a nice person. But the reality about life is that you should come to that point where you understand that your life is in your hands and you can't leave it to anybody. So when you recognize that you have an uncle who could help you, what you do is not to sit down waiting for him to help you. What you do is not to sit down waiting for him to come home. What you do is not to sit down waiting for him to call you on phone to ask you how far. And if he doesn't ask you, you go around saying, he doesn't even care about us. He doesn't ask us whether you have eaten. If nobody asks you whether you have eaten, then you should go tell the person you have not eaten if you think the person has the capacity to actually give you food. Otherwise, you shut your mouth up. So what you do when you recognize you need your uncle's help is to go ask him. Call him on phone if he doesn't call you. Go to his house if he doesn't come to your own. Visit him if he doesn't visit you because you are the one that actually needs help, not the other way around. Do you understand what I'm saying? Then another thing I want you to bear in mind is as you go to seek help from your uncle, if you must receive help from them, you must ignore their imperfections. You see, the reality about life is that no human being is perfect. I want you to know that, including your own father, your mother, nobody is perfect. Your father is not perfect, your mother is not perfect, your uncle most certainly is not likely to be perfect. So when you need help from them, take your eyes off their imperfections. These are not perfect people, these are not faultless people for God's sake. So don't fixate your mind on the faults and flaws you have seen in his life so much that you ignore the fact that they can be of help to you. I want to give you a practical example. You are a very spiritual person, you want to follow God, you are born again, you are a spiritual person. And you have this young uncle who is a chronic womanizer or who is a drunkard. Let me not say drunkard, because if you're a drunkard, your case is really serious. Now, but even now that you can still get a hair from a drunkard, but let's assume he drinks heavy, but you don't believe he's chasing women off, or this your auntie who is a troublesome person. He looks for people's trouble. What doesn't concern her, she puts her mouth in it and all of that. These are flaws they have. These are imperfections they have. But what I'm saying is that you take away your eyes from these imperfections they have and reach for the help that you can get from them, and reach for the treasure that God has deposited in them for you, and reach for the blessing that God wants to get across to you through them. Does it make any sense to you? So what I'm saying in essence is that you settle down and find out what exactly can this uncle do for you, and you go for that in ignoring his imperfections. So the point is that you don't start looking at your uncle's drunkenness or his father is womanizing, and take away your eyes from the fact that this guy is a very successful man in his career, and there are one or two things he can teach you, he can guide you, he can coach you on as regards making the right career choice. What you do is this: when you find your uncles, don't allow their imperfection cloud your judgment. Your parents may have told you how a troublesome woman your aunt is. They may have told you about how a wicked person your uncle is. You may have heard all kinds of bad things about those people. But please, I beg you in God's name, in the best interest of your being able to get the value they have to offer you, take away your eyes from their imperfection. A womanizer may be a very nice person that can give you money. A troublesome auntie can give you the counsel that will help you make the right choice of a wife. So look away from their imperfection and look at what can you benefit from this your uncle. What value can this your uncle add to your life? Look at that thing and stick to it. I'm not saying you should be opportunistic. I'm just helping you understand. Now, sometimes as children, sometimes as young persons, we feel ahead with their imperfection, with their weaknesses and flaws that we don't even recognize the value they have. Now, here's what I want you to do once you finish listening to this podcast. Settle down. Outline all your uncles, especially those ones you are accessible to. Of course, remember when I say uncles, I mean both uncles and aunts, cousins, everyone. What is it about them that they can give you? What is it about them you can gain from them? What is it about them that you can benefit from them? When you outline those things, ask yourself, what is it about them that you don't like that is clouding your judgment? What is it about their character, the way they behave, that is clouding your judgment? Find out those things and now settle down and kill them from your mind. Explain to yourself, convince yourself that what matters is that this person will be of value to me, not that he's a perfect person. Do you understand what I'm saying? So stick with the value they can give to you and not their imperfection. Of course, when you get a chance to help their imperfection, please help their imperfection. But please, that's not the real goal. That is not the idea. That should not be your focus. Your focus is to stick on receiving as much help as God has packaged in them for your life. Do you understand what I'm saying? So again, when you get even in contact with them, stop getting into argument that will divide you. Stick with your common ground. If people differ on whether he should drink or not drink, just take away your mind from that thing and stick with what you can discuss together. I don't play football. I don't know anything about football. But if you are a football person, ask the person, what's your club? Talk about football. Talk about politics. Talk about business. Talk about every other thing. But try as much as possible to remove yourself from the point of argument with them. The reason is because when you do this, sometimes you create acrimony between two of you. You get angry or he gets angry, or both of you get angry, and working together becomes even harder. Receiving help from your uncle is possible. It's actually something you should reach out for. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's something you should reach out for. And what I'm saying is that please take off your mind from everything that will make it difficult for you to receive that help from him. One other point I want you to do if you must receive help from him is that you should make it easy for him to help you. You know, sometimes people want to help, but they can't help because it's difficult. They don't know why they should help you. You are not accessible. You are not reachable. The last time they helped you, wasted it. Of course, my time is off for this episode. In the subsequent episodes, I'm going to tell you something. What I title, Qualifying for Your Uncle's Help. Keep a date with me on this series because I want to show you how you can qualify, how you make it easy for your uncle who actually have capacity to be of service to you, to make life easy for you, to add valuable value to your life.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Youth Cruise. For more episodes, visit brojit.com/youth. For quick tips we share with youths every Monday, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brojit World. You can equally join our WhatsApp broadcast by sending YC to 0810-550-4664.